I'm joined this afternoon by Xavier from English Comedy Brussels. Hello, sir.
Hello, good afternoon.
The guy who brings English-speaking comedians to the capital of Europe, to an international crowd. And you've been doing this for quite some time, sir, I think. Can you tell me a bit about the history?
Started in 2011, late 2011. Just a one-off show where comedians were passing the hat, center of Brussels. And it went very well. And then started doing one show every second month, then once a month, and so on. And now we just moved to Théâtre Marny, and we had our premiere Tuesday last week, and it was a full house.
What's really the venue like for anyone who's not familiar with it?
Is it? It's just next to Flaget, just next to the studio here. They have two rooms. One can hold 240 people. But we use the smaller one, the bar, and that one can take around 140.
Okay. Where do you find talent from? Is Edinburgh still the place to go to seek out?
Well, personally, I don't go to Edinburgh because going to the Fringe at that moment is so expensive.
Yeah.
Really expensive.
For the comedians as well, it costs a fortune.
Exactly. So, but I already have quite a big network of comedians, and I know most agencies as well in London or in Dublin. Mm. And I also have recommendations from comedians I know, like, oh, this new one here is really good. You should book him for Brussels. Yeah. It'll be good for your crowd.
I guess logistically it's an interesting place to be, because they can use Brussels as the first step on. They can go on to, for example, to Paris or to Berlin or to Amsterdam.
Mostly Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Scandinavia, because I have a friend who is also a promoter. Scandinavia and Luxembourg and Netherlands. So sometimes we share travel costs, and one comes to Brussels and then goes over there. Yeah.
And you're putting on something quite special tomorrow night. Tell me about this.
Exactly. It's called Asian Comedy Invasion. So I have three comedians exclusively from Asia, one from Singapore, one from Hong Kong, and the other one is Indian, but English Indian, living in London. And the thing is that this show was actually not expected. It was not in the agenda. But I got an email from them saying, look, we are doing the Edinburgh Fringe, and we'd like to embark for a European tour afterwards. So I was like, okay, bien sûr, let's go.
We are going to give away a pair of tickets to this right now. If you would like to go and see the Asian Invasion at Théâtre Marny tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, as part of English Comedy Brussels, if you head over to the bulletin.be, you'll see an article there that says The Bulletin on Brus. Fill in your details. We'll pick a winner at random tonight. I'll email you tonight if you won. That's a nice way of diversifying as well, because obviously Britain and Ireland and America are generating these great stand-up comedy acts, and they're all touring, but to bring comedy from another culture and another part of the world is going to be quite fun, especially here in multinational Brussels.
And that works fantastic. Like I've had Daxon from Iceland, and he was really amazing, one of the best I've seen. I've had Ismo Leikola from Finland, also incredible comedian. I've had Magnus Bettner, who's a huge star in Sweden, and so he did a Swedish show and an English show, both sold out. And also there's a German guy I work with a lot, Christian Schulte-Loh. He's quite popular. He wrote a book about the life of a German comedian in London. And that's been a huge success in Germany. So he was on TV everywhere. So I work with him on a regular basis as well. Yeah, I love bringing not only English or Irish, but also other nations, because there are so many different nationalities in Brussels. So there's something for everyone, you know. I also had a Spanish comedian, and so yeah, I try to do my best to diversify. Yeah.
Any other quick highlights that we can mention of the upcoming season?
Well, there will be one of the best Irish comedians in October, Andrew Ryan, and also have Tro Hawk on November 4th, I believe. And he has an incredible persona on stage, and it's sold out in Edinburgh this year. And also Marcel Lucon is coming back in December.
It's
So yeah, and that's one of my favorites.
All the details, englishcomedybrussels.com. Just a reminder, that draw to win a pair of tickets to the Asian Invasion tomorrow night, English Comedy Brussels at the Théâtre Marny. Head over to thebulletin.be, click on the bulletin on Bruz, and you can fill in your details there or pick a winner at random tonight. Mr. Xavier from English Comedy Brussels, thank you for coming in.
Avec grand plaisir.